So, the price of all the brothers between Ezek, Katsi and Ezek Bigutoi, and the Beloza holds the Beloza between Ezek Shon and Ezek. The Shadow of Boy was talking about. So, we thought they were talking about, service. That's what we thought they were talking about. And if so, all right, we go. So, that was the first chat. Talking about service, right, Bigutoi. The Rabbanu hold, that's the Ezek Bigutoi, that's the Ezek Shon. What was the difficulty to your that?
Why should Nezek Shon pay?
Why should Nezek Shon pay? So that shot.
That's a difficulty?
The difficulty.
One of the words in what it says? Ashkaha say it.
Me Ashkaha.
Ashkaha.
Will we ever find it?
Will we ever find it? I'm questioning that.
Because the sword to be Megufoi was because it was Chatzinetet. The only reason why Rabbi had a tzad that you should pay the good for it is because since it's Chatzi Nezek, and we know by Karen that Chatzi Nezek is Migul for it, so maybe the Torah was Megale to us whenever you pay Chatzi Nezek is Migul for it. But if you're like some person, Nezek Shalim, Rabbi would never have a tzad. Where do we find in the Torah that Nezek Shalim is Migul for it? Nezek Shalim is always Mali. So it's supposed to be Shen, Regel, Shemot. For all these things of Nezek Shalim are all Migul. Are all Mali. The only time I find Migul is Chatzin Nezek. Awesome. See, so it's Chatzin Nezek. Maybe so it's also Chatzin Nezek. It's also Chatzin Nezek Migul. So it's Nezek Shalim. Nezek Shalim. That could be.
Why not?
He's got a suffix. Don't have a suffix. Is it Chatzin Nezek? And then they drag out such a reminder. But yet, Chatzin Ezek, and since Chatzin Ezek, we find that Karen is Megufa, or maybe it's Megufa. But now, if there's a Shonin, there's no Havaman or Brahman that should be Megufa. All the such a Havaman.
So, no, that's the most old Havia.
Don't cross.
Old Havia? It's in the Shonin.
Yeah?
He's only asking what the Chatzin did. So, why are we asking the Mila song?
Because there's a lot of Migufa. Right. So that's the question. So that knocked off the first chat. That is the first chat. The first chat, I want to say, is very reasonably quickly. We have to get into the tastes, but reasonably quickly, the first Mahalak we had was that it's Machalik in Tsuris. And the reason why we didn't learn the chat on Tsuris is because we had difficulty writing to be Nelik Shot and Migufa. So what was the second chat? It was Shinnik. So we're not anymore talking about. We're talking about Karen, and what's the machlokes then? So why should there be a chatzin ezek migufoi poshut? Because it's a shinuk. And why should there be nezek shalim migufoi? Because you're going to have a tavman. If you did the tavman, you're going to have a tavman. The tavman holds that you pay nezek shalim. Mishus hayachid, right? We're talking about the shinuk. Now I have a new mahalach of machlokes on the Rabbanan. He's talking about shinui, and this chart we're going to come back to afterwards. Eventually, on the basis again, we say the same type of answer.
Why didn't it say it later? Why didn't it give all shaltim and then have rotar and then answer this again? Why the Gemara?
The Gemara is, as this is standard Gemara. The Gemara is presenting a possibility and knocking off. Presenting a possibility and knocking off each time. And eventually we're going to have a question on Rav, and Rav, we're going to have to present this possibility back and not knock it off. And so it's going to work. So we have again this bright. So this person said to Rav, and we're explaining it's very live. We're talking about Shinui. The Chatzin has a Megufa is Poshut. And Nezek Shalim, Migufoi, is because he holds like Reb Tavra. So then why didn't they more like that shot? That's the second shot we had. Why didn't they more like that shot? The Gemara didn't actually say, I don't like it. The Gemara, what did the Gemara say?
It wasn't actually, I don't like it.
Right. Gemara now says that what you told me that we can't be talking about tzuris because of a velozo, that is not necessarily true. I told you a first pshat. Remember the first pshat? And talking about tzuris, and it's talking about migufay because tzuris is migufay. We knocked that off because how could a velozo hold the pain as it shot a migufay? Therefore, we said we're talking about shinoi. Says the Gemara, you could be talking about shinoi, you could be talking about keren. But it could also be talking about tzuris. And the reason why Rav Elazar holds the opinion that Ikshalim migufoi is with Tzatamos from Kremer Med, because Rav Yehuda Tzatamos from Kremer Med. This is now the third shot. We're talking about tzuris, and you pay that Ikshalim migufoi. Why migufoi? Because Tzatamos from Kremer Med. I say the third shot, it's really a biur on the first shot. First shot said they're talking about tzuris. It's chatzin as migufoi and nezik sholim migufoi because of tzuris. We have difficulty. I could be nezik sholim migufoi. It doesn't mean nezik sholim, the entire nezik sholim should be migufoi. Rather, San Thomas from Kremi Medes, the first chatzin nezik will be migufoi, and the second chatzin nezik will be bemet me'aliyah. That's the third chat, which is really a chizuk for the first chat. Says the Gemara, no, that can't be the pshat. You can't be talking about, I'm talking about Soyos Nezik Sholem, you're paying Chatzi Tam, Chatzi of that Nezik Sholem, Mikufoi. Why? Why come to be the pshat? There is no Tzatamus on Soyos. So your pshat, your third pshat, which is really an explanation of the first pshat, is wrong. Because there is no Tzatamus in Kremimet by Soyos. So Lechaya, then, if that's true, then we can't talk about tzuris. Says Imam, no, we can still talk about tzuris. We can talk about tzuris. Don't tell me you're going to start talking to Kremer Medes. So your explanation of the first pshat is not right. I'll give you a different explanation for the first pshat. We're bemet talking about tzuris. But the shayla was the shayla of Mu'ud. Shayla of Mu'ud. We're talking about something that became a Mu'ud of tzuris. Is the halacha differently by modern tzuris? So the Chomim said you be chatzi nezek migufoi, chatzi nezek because it is tzuris, migufoi because they hold like Rav holds that tzuris would be migufoi, and even though you did it three times, it stays chatzi nezek. That's Rav Onan, and Rav Elazar know that since it was that happened more than three times, it now becomes like in wood. And you would pay Nezek Sholem. And why would it be Megufoi? Because here we could say it's Tzad Tamas from Kremer Emet. Since the first three times, it would only pay Megufoi, because we all like Rabbah, they would only pay Megufoi. The fourth time, and now it became transformed into a Mu'ud. Now the first half of it would be Megufoi. Tzad Tamas from Kremer Emet. This is the fourth shot to explain, to make it really complicated for you, is the fourth Mahalach, which is the second pshat to explain how the first pshat works. Okay, which is the fourth part. So what was that?
The third pshat. Here's a case of.
Yeah. Fine. So what we've done is we've managed to say that this price is talking about tzuris. Is talking about tzuris, and the machlokes is a halacha in tzuris, and yet we see it's migufoi, which is a raya to shittas Rabbah's shayla. Rabbah had the tzad, it should be migufoi. It's a raya that you ever met that is migufoi. The raya is migufoi. Rabbah had the shayla, but you met the tzad, it should be migufoi. We've now managed to bring a proof that yes, it is migufoi. That's all. It's not 100% proof because there is another way to explain this brisa. That's what we said before. There was a shinui and it was going to have talpa. So there is another way to learn this brisa. But it's possible at least to explain that the brisa is talking about mitzuris and it's migufoi, and that is what Rav asked. It's mitzuris migufoi. Yes, there's a possibility to learn this brisa saying that it is like that. Yes. Okay, so that's all very good. Gavaldi, that would be a wonderful chat. We have Mahalchim 1, 3, and 4, all explaining Hilchos. It's in Tzuris, and all seeming to be saying that Tzuris is Migufoi. We had a mahalach of two, number two, which was it's to my shinui, to my care, to my something else, completely nothing to do with tzoyis. And the machlokes is whether you hold a reptile for or not. And now the Gemara said, your mahalach 1, 3, and 4 has a bit of a difficulty because Rava, well, at least mahalach 4, Rava had the suffix whether yesh hadar it tzoyis or not. Rava had the suffix whether there's the musik of mu'il by tzoyis. Rabbi asked him the basic medrash ones. So if you're right that pshat in this brisa, remember mahalach number four, pshat in this brisa is that the machlokes of Rav Rabbanan is where the shaykh hadar shaykh removed. So why didn't we bring it right from this brisa? Why is Rabbi asking it? If you're right in this brisa, why didn't we bring it right from this brisa that yesh hadar it serves? Yes. Would you have to say yes or no? He wouldn't have asked, or even if he didn't know, we should have told him the answer. That's going to be the top taste. Yeah, but that's so. You're telling me pshat in the brisa is that Rabbanan hold it. There's no more than Rodolf. There is more. That's answer to Rabbi Shaila. Why didn't Rabbi have it? Why did Rabbi ask it? Why didn't we answer it? So the answer, Elamai, so that seems to tell me. There we go, we're talking about serious. Right? So now, because of this question, the Gemara says, you're right. Because Rabbi asked this Shaila, you know why Rabbi asked this Shaila? Because it's possible to explain this Braisa, not talking about serious. How is it possible to explain the Braisa? Talking about Karen, Shah number two. Shah number two, there was a Shinner, was a Shinner in the Maisa, he did it only one time. He did a Shinner, it was a Shah number two that we said. And the machlokes, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan, is simply come to Rabbanan, you pay chatzinez and migufoi, because it is, according to Rabbanan, because Rabbi Elazar, you pay chatzinez and migufoi, because he holds the Rabbanan. So, Pshat number two could be also why Rabbi had the Shaila. Rabbi had the Shaila, Yeshad, all the Soyuz, Rabbi had the Shaila, Yeshad, all the Soyuz, and the Soyuz. Don't be me right from this Braisa, because this Braisa could be Pshat. Number two. So if you now just step back a minute and look back at this sugya, we had two shadows of Rava. Rava had the suffix, is it Migufoi, is it Madian? I think that's a clue to Migufoi Madian. And Rava had the shadow of the Yeshua of its choice. Both times, we thought we had the right to answer it. Is it Migufoi? We thought this writer could be talking about, but Rava's talking about, sorry, it's Migufoi. Answer the shadow. Yesha Dor, Inadar, we thought we had the right to the first book that there is, and the Rosa holds you've been at the time that there is a dog. Both of these questions, we thought we had a right to answer them. And in both of these questions, we're able to be matched with the same answer. Don't tell me the right to the service, rather, the right to talking about here. And the Machlokes of Rezavon is a Machlokes, but you hold the reptile. So Rabbanan say you pay chatzinezer with keren, chatzinezer migufoi, and you should see your feet. And if it also holds, then no, you pay the shalim migufoi, because he holds a reptile. So both of his Rabbanan shaylas, we have thought we had an answer from the braisa, and both of these shaylas, which you thought we had an answer, were able to push away and say, you can't bring a raya for it, because it could be talking about keren. That's why Rabbi told us all.
That's only on the Shunan. That's only the Tunnel of Shunan.
Yeah. We're saying the Tunnel of Shunan. We're talking about Karen, right? That's the big picture on the suit. Yeah, that's the very top thesis. So for some of you saw it already, right? Top thesis.
Really?
Wow. It's gone for a few weeks. And I'll have to go over the top thesis down the top. Okay, I'll say it together. I'm a guy. No, it's not. It's the second thesis. Okay, you know what? I'll wait for you to get it. That's the second thesis on the page. Thesis speaks out this because we just said that the difficulty we said on the other is exactly the same difficulty we're saying on the base. The fact that we thought we had arrived in the Braisa, that Chatzinezek says is Migufoi, we were matched to say, nope, that's on my Shinoi, and my colleagues are Loza, and the vulnerability of the Reptafen. The same answer we thought. We said we had a shadow. You say there's the mood by Tzoris and not. We thought we could bring your eye from Rosh Hashanah because they were talking about Tzoris, And Abloza said, Venus Exorim, we see this word. We thought we had this riot. It's the poor of the Shaila. Why don't we ask the Shaila? We've got a riot from this Brysa. The same answer. No, this Brysa could be talking about Shinui, could be talking about Karen, and therefore, Machlek is this Chatinez, the Shaila is Machlek is the top one.
According to Rashi, in that version,
Anytime the Gemara wants to go to the Tafun, it's definitely Karen. Now it's his Kalfun. If you're ready, Karen, it's just a rabbi, we pay Chatinezek, and it's more than you would pay for Regal. And certainly, if she's a Yochid, you should be Nezek Shalem, which is at least the same as Regal. We know there's two types of shinui and two types of keren. There's a keren which is the etzem kamalos of the hazik, it's the spitz keren kamalos of the hazik. And then there's a type of keren which is really regal with a shin. Right? That was what we spoke about last Tuesday.
He made a statement.
In this act which you did, that you've done in the surrounding, you would have been a chayim. And yet, for a regular, normal, you wouldn't be a chayim. But certainly, if you say, okay, you should be a chayim, at least the same as a normal regular, which would be an addiction.
And after three times, then it becomes a lu'ad for this type of soros.
Definitely doesn't become like regal to say that you'll be potter and shusra.
Saying over
the point which we mentioned last year on Tuesday, that this type of regal shusra, which you did three times, has become a mood, is an interesting type of caring the shunna that come on board. I'll come back to this when we speak out the tomorrow and Rashi. We're gonna come back to it, but it becomes a regal mishunna, which maybe be kahai ben ezek sholim, we would definitely be still maybe without a bit of regal, so we're going serious, we would definitely still be high in shutra. That was the halachic opinion. But we'll come back to your point when we get to Rashi. Okay, so there's two Malkin Rashi we have to speak out, but so what where are we holding them? We're saying this price is the Ben Kiran Arab Tav. And if Tav, why do you pay in Ezek Shalim? Because Tav has got this Kal Vachayma, right? So now the Moscow problem, but why should it be legal for you? If you hold this Kal Vachayma, then it should be in Ezek Shalim Aliyah. The same Kal Vachayma that you make. What's the Kal Vachayma? Karen in Rishasam. Rabbi is much more common than regular. Because how much do you pay for regular Abdullah than Shutra Rabbi? Nothing. And how much do you pay for Karen? Something, huh? So if so, it must be that Karen is more common. So then look at the Shutra Yoki. How much would regular have to pay in Shutra Yoki? So Karen should be at least as common as regular. Should be in Ezek Shalim Aliyah, right? And yet, we just now said, no, no. We said, what's Chan Rebelot who says you pay Nezek Shalim Migufoy? Because the altar of Tafa. Take the altar of the Kabbalah, we say the Kabbalah, what's his business? Right? Should pay Maliyah. That was the cash of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, no, you're wrong. You would say, limited, you would limit it only to Migufoy. Why, Biakiv? You know why you limit it to Migufoy? Dire. Famous three-letter words, dire. Yes, dire. Dire tells me you've got a limited. What's the limitation? Where are you coming from? You're coming from Ken Ishul Zerabim. Ken Ishul Zerabim, how much does he pay? Chatzinezek me, Gufoy. So your starting point is that Ken is very common because it's got an element of Chatzinezek me, Gufoy. So all you can take from that is that in Ishul Zerabim, it should be at least as common as that. It's just like Ishul Zerabim is Chatzinezek me, Gufoy. It should be at least as common. But I can't extrapolate it to be more common than from what you started with. Maybe by Karen, there's a limitation by Karen, you only pay the group. Maybe there's such a lot. You see, Mr. Trump, you only pay the group. You can't extrapolate to say, I should pay Malia. All you can tell me is, Dai, love him, Ladin, he is killing. That's a command. It's not true. If Tafan doesn't hold like that, if Tafan is the big one who said, how much do you pay in the Yahid? There's a Charlie. Why are you coming from the rabbi where the limit was only Chatzin Ezek and you're extrapolating more than what you started from? So you don't want to die. So if so, who are then the guy of a Gufoy? Also, if you don't want to die, should be able to extrapolate, should be the same as Regal, should be Malir. So what's trying to paint as a story? Me, Gufoy. The Gemara says, it's so you don't have tough. No one really wants to extrapolate from a Kal V'Chomer more than where it was learned from. But there has to still be, such a Tavra, has to still be a point on having a Kal V'Chomer. There needs to be some need for a Kal V'Chomer. Now the Torah, what does the Torah say? How much do you pay for Karen? But where? Well, the Torah doesn't say anywhere. The Torah says, if the Torah doesn't say anywhere, it means everywhere. So the Torah says you pay Chatzin Ezek. So I don't need any Kal V'Chomer to tell me that you pay Chatzin Ezek in Ishul Zerabim. So what's the Kal V'Chomer telling me? Must be the Kal V'Chomer is telling me that you pay Ezek Sholei in Ishul Zerabim. But, okay, so you've got a need for this Kal V'Chomer. Regarding the Gufoy, regarding the din of Gufoy between you and Ishul Zerabim, you're paying the Gufoy. There we can still invoke the principle of to say, that's an Ezek. But you want to learn Ezek Sholim because of Kal V'Chomer, okay. But where do you come from? You come from Gufoy. You have to keep it to Gufoy. Right?
But
sure, I get up. Yes.
So Rabbi Tarfon is dealing with Karen, and that would be Chetzin. Let's say the first time, the first occurrence,
mm-hmm.
Okay? So whether or not it's there's a Rishit Yachin, it would be Chetzin Nezek. So in a Rishit Rabbi, he says he paid Nezek Shalim. But why would it be, but it'd still be, but why would it be Magufa or would it be Ma'aliyah?
Mm-hmm.
It'd still be Magufa, right. So why should it be any different for my Soros?
Not the one shiva, don't shin.
I know, but I'm talking about Shinish.
This month, what you're going to be talking about service for, we're talking about a shin. It is a shin. If you look at the shinery, the machlik is Rabon and a brother from a shin. I think that's it.
How do we say that? What's the regards to?
Right? 1 second, let's clear up the drink. And this terrace. We're saying it's true, it's serious. But the third machlokes is between a blonde and a bomb on is a machlokes in Karen.
You have to say it's first anymore? We introduced right after the mission, we said, oh, isn't this a case of this? And we said it kind of tentative, but tomorrow.
Yeah, so this second taste is over the end of the second taste. End of the second taste on the base. Right? Then the second thing is on the basis is the image why do we have to talk about Fred series? Maybe not talking about series at all. But that's the end of
it. So the whole discussion is out of Surah. So yeah. I mean, we're still trying to resolve Rav's question, which is Surah.
And we said we can't, because this bride is not talking about Shimon, which is nothing to do with nothing.
Well, that's not good.
Not the two children in Rashi. Not going to two children in Rashi.
Right.
I'm going in the Pshat, when the Gemara is Matfit. The Gemara says, don't tell me the bride is talking about Halakha in Surah. The bride is telling me Halakha in Kerah. Not good in Surah. Now, whether we're still talking about Surah's case, and we're putting it in a Kerah, it could be, but it's not the point. The point is, we're talking about Halakha in Kerah. That's what we're teaching. A lock in can. A lock in can is a chatzi nezek. If you do it in Rishazam Chatzin, the okay might be nezek sholim. But only mikul. So we also want that to repeat it. So why would it be nezek sholim mikul for you? Because why is it nezek sholim first? Because I've got a couple of things. What's more ball? Karen or Rego? Karen. And how much does Rego pay nezek sholim? So Karen must at least pay nezek sholim. But your starting point was from a chatzin as mikufoy. And since the starting point was mikufoy, you can't extrapolate more than mikufoy. And therefore, it's true, you'll lose the kalapim to mechayim nezek sholim, and there'll be a limitation based where you started from, and that'll only be you. Right? Reuven house and the kasha, today's kasha, could really swap the thing around and say, okay, the starting point was chatzin ezek miguf. And we have a kal v'chemer, so we have to use the kal v'chemer. Maybe we use the kal v'chemer to tell me the pay malaria. And the limitation of daya will tell me it's only chatzin ezek. Maybe the chatzin ezek malaria. Why are we telling me you're paying ezek shalom miguf? You've got the kal v'chemer, you have to use the kal v'chemer. You're limited to what you started with, so you have to be miguf. So just swap around. Say, they got the kal v'chemer, so I'll malaria. You're limited, that's the place that's the third place in Parliament. Right? So I think if you didn't get to the first one, that's the third. Okay? So that is a summary of the Suga. I missed out the 2 points of Rashi for reasons, but now we're
going to why can you both of them to
fail? Because you don't need to come up with
it.
But there is a couple.
How do you know it's not?
Because we know that Karen is more humble than Rego. So that teaches us that the girl then. Huh?
Yes,
I'm saying. There's a lot of that. You'd give the bit of one of the calvary. You can't tell if you have because I've got a swallow calvary. You can't tell people, don't make calvary because it's a chute. It's a serious injustice for calvary.
And you can't say that there's
a chumra
in the Rego. Because, you know, Leo. Over and over, you shouldn't say both of them have a tzad chumra and a tzad kula. One is higher than
the other. Even with that chumra of Aliyah, Pinus is Rabbi Rapotter. So you see that Karen is more humble. With all what you're saying, it was more humble.
There was an immediacy of Karen.
Part of the information. We have a something about the rest of the information. And the Kavachemer will teach us, don't tell you, Chatzin Ezek, it doesn't say when. So you could say, Ed in the sand, Chatzin Ezek, is the cost of only Chatzin Ezek. But it's something for the Kavachemer. 1 second. Regal is less humble than Karen. And yet, Regal is the opposite of the Torah, the Regal is higher than Ezek Sholeh. If so, that Torah is being regalitas for the Kavachemer. Thanks, Karen. This is the argument
tonight. It's coming from animals, right? It's coming. So it doesn't have to be anything. What are you expecting? He's letting an animal walk around. What are you leaving your produce on the floor in the middle of the Richard's robin? He's walking. So he's off the hook.
He has a right to be there.
He has a right to be there. He's off the hook. Now he entered somebody's private domain and he crushes the bodhis over there, vegetation. Okay, so I understand the Torah was machir and it says full damage, but we gave a leniency by killing because really it's Mishunah. The animal never acts like that. What could you expect of the owner? Yeah, it wasn't supposed to act like it was just the animal wasn't supposed to act like it was just some say he's gonna be machir, he's gonna be machir, he's gonna be machir, he's gonna be machir. He had no control over it, the same way he did control the first time.
I was gonna control it a bit. And we feel so sorry for this Galabai. So why is he even chayv l'shitzurah for anything? A regular where you know an animal goes and eats. And the other toad said, no, l'shitzurah, we can't expect you to look after the animal. But care where something's totally unexpected, bit on l'shitzurah, but they have to pay something. Okay, so
you would expect the full damages.
Why? Said. You're just telling me something which is totally unexpected.
I would expect it.
You don't tell me that. And the other day, as much as you started off so well that you know you can't expect your animal to walk, you got a right to walk an animal, it's going to be eating, and the same story would have said, by care, as well. And I'm walking down, it's even more of a cost. I'm walking down the road. And expected the crowd to do such a thing. I thought, what do you want from me, my career? And I had a crazy. I'm expected to know that. Why should I have to pay? You're crazy. Why should I pay anything? And the other turn says, yes, you're high to pay. What's that telling me?
Why is it considered $5 billion?
What's that tell me? That tells me the Torah is saying that you're high, that Karen is more common than Reagan. Now, with all the reforms there for Karen, for Reagan, we did the other third full severity for the old bank.
It's not English.
Karen should be as well.
It's not English. It's only the rich of the Yakid of the Niza.
In that case, we have a kind
of right.
Sure, I'd like to bring in all the drops in on that opposite. Quite right. But in that case, whatever that case, whatever that offer would be, on that we have a color. Come along else, you know, and give us for saying, oh, the Torah means the other way. You've got to wait to knock up this guy over there and something wrong with it. Start with a car. Start now, go up in and see if he wants a shot. Right. Okay. So, where are we? Let's try and do tastes. Okay. Yeah. We got it. That's so good. Yeah. 4.5, 1, 3, 1, 3, and 4. And both times is a second mouth, which is different, not too much serious. And that second mouth. It's both matke, stopping of rubber on the aleph, and stopping of rubber on the piece. Something will carry it one time over the top. Now, in the second or third mahalak, in the third or fourth mahalak, which is where we have to get into thesis. So we said, what was the fourth mahalak? There's so much so good. And Shaili is, the machlik, the Raja Abonon is, Gabi, whether it comes the moon. Right? Did something three times, and now was Torahs. Three times, does it become a Mord or not? Right? So, what does that mean? What was the case? What was the case that should become a Mord? What's Mord? Should Mord mean Bechlau? Oh, very good, very good. There's two options. So, first Malach, we're talking about it didn't do a normal way. It wasn't a normal regular. Normal series. Because if it's a normal series, there shouldn't be any difference between the first time, one or fifth or sixth time. It's normal. So it must be talking about it, something different. It was a shinner. It was a mishunah. It was a type of a Karen. Happened to be series. And he did it three times. And the shayla is, what's the shayla? Comes a fourth time. Do we say Karen? Oh, Nezik Shani. That should serve it also. It's Karen, you've been Ezek Shari. She's Rabbanon, no. What are you saying? You did it.
Why does he keep it?
Rabbanon said, no, why? You did it. Good Rabbanon. Nakhon, the first three times was unusual. Ready the fourth time, it's really some unusual for it. And what's the lack of a normal vehicle? So, yes, how much do you pay? That's in Ezek. Here's your Patin Ezek. So, the Blaza tells me, Karen. No, it's only like every Karen. It was Shunin. And the Bonan say, no, first three times, it's Karen, Chatzin Ezek. The fourth time can't be more chomer than the real tzuris of regel. The real tzuris of regel is chatzin ezek, nefi pei, chatzin nef. Right, that's the first one of the Gemara.
But the answer is there's a shalim. So where is that? Not Leah.
Very good.
Why didn't he keep? Why didn't he, if he could bring the carry
out? Why didn't he jump that? It doesn't. It's amusing. Very good. Okay, that's the first matter of Rashi. We spoke of this, what Shua said earlier. And we spoke about, could this matter comes like an interesting thing? The thing is, didn't break it after the time. Why? Because he did it often. But it's, you can't say it's potterish, so I don't know, because it's got didn't break it. Rather not. It's still good in Meister Mishunah, it's still good in Kerr, it's still good in Meister Mishunah. It did an act differently. Let's say, developing a Kiddush, it's an unlock in service. You're right, it's a Kerr, which you did. All the halachas of Keren, Chaim Shasar Rabbi, and it should be Chaim Ezek Shalim. But since it wasn't Migufa, it was a Kirchner, on that was said halacha that Chatzin Ezek. It's halacha in Tzuris. Tzuris of Rega Mashonah is Chatzin Ezek. What we mentioned last time on Tuesday was not so cautious. Rashi is not shy to have a Tzuris on Keren. Like Rashi holds not Shem Tzuris and Shem, we're going to run the Tzon and Sugar. So it's a special halach here. If you have a Tzuris of a Kavanasa Na'azik, then it would be Nezik Shalim. Let's care, 100% care. But here we're talking about a regel, just Mishunah. It was a nice regel. It was walking normally. It was picking up stones. But it was a day in Mishunah, not Kavanasa Na'azik. The day of funny action, the mice of regel Mishunah. There, now here's the self, Tzuris tells you, Tzuris tells you, Chatzin Ezek. Why? That's not so much Mishnah. Any act of rega is Chatzin Ezek. Any act of rega, which was, any act of rega, walking normally, just in an oifen Mishnah, would be Chatzin Ezek. Right? That's what comes out from the first
Malachi.
Yeah, sure. Because it's Mishunah, it's Karen. It's Karen. It's Mishunah. This is why, you have a problem, you'll see, that you're putting all your, the svaras that we were thinking of, you're going to come out something crazy. The animal's got a right to walk down the street. And not only does it have a right to walk down the street, it's doing something in a crazy way. It's something which is totally unexpected. And yet, I'm going to fight for it. Right? You see that even though you can't walk, I've got a right to my animal walk down the road. And it did that, walk down the road, and I'm possible for a year. Since the mice are sooner, that's something unexpected. Actually, we know that it didn't do a kamasa hati. His animal went out to go down. The person did a regular mishuna. That in the regular mishuna, I'm going to be tired.
Yeah, sure. Why is it though that if it, look at it the whole way through the prism of Karen, because Karen seems to override whatever rego asks him. So then why even hold on to the Chatzin Nezek on the third or fourth or fifth, on the fourth or fifth, whatever time? Because it's still so it's Karen. I mean, ultimately at the end of the day, it's Karen. It's not present.
So this aloha serves told us that if an animal does damage physically with its body, rather they're kicking up stones, this aloha says at any time the animal did do it physically. As long as it's not, right? As long as it's not, anytime it's just doing it, not having any anor, it doesn't the way that it's walking, it isn't it? On that, there's a lot of series. And I think to be that therefore spans over two obvious can be in regular, and also can be in a type of care.
But if it did it, there's a way to know. If it did it,
then not.
Then it'd be carrying
through and through. And then Speed up your type of array.
So we had that case. We had a case where the animal stepped on a or causes one lead to go to a boundary and try to explain that once being is being Karen because he did it with such force that that's indicative of the fact that it was angry.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. How did it take it? Yeah. And that was why I didn't say it because then it would have been on Karen.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not doing that. From that case, they did it as it was walking without a shin.
It's kicking.
It was walking without a shin. With a shin. Walking with a shin.
The shoe, it says kicking stones.
Without coming around. Yeah. Without coming around. Maybe you kicked it, but it didn't do it because it wanted to break. It wasn't angry. Okay. You kicked it because of it. An ant was in its way. Okay, so maybe that's the first half of Rashi. Second half of Rashi. Regular tzoret. Regular tzoret, if you did four times, do we say it changes from chatzi nezik to nezik shalim? Just like by Karen, we see Karen three times, the fourth time it's different, becoming nezik shalim. Maybe by regel, the same. Maybe by tzoret, the same. First three times, chatzi nezik, the fourth time it changes into nezik shalim. Problem with that is.
Rashi
said, "This is the right shot, but it's difficult because what's the difference in the first and the fourth time? Why should there be a malachic change in the first and the fourth time? Bishop, am I caring? Tame. Now it's a wild animal. You have to look after differently. So yes, nothing changed. It was always willing to kick up certain things that walking and they walk. Why the fourth time should be any different? And then I come Rashi. Those are the two miles from Rashi."
Rashi uses the second malach in Rashi should be his first thing if he prefers it. And number two, what's the reason he gives you the first shot is because of the problem that he has with the second shot.
Right. Rashi does give the first shot because of this discussion, but it doesn't mean that is the ikib shot. It means Rashi has a problem with the first shot. We'll see in Tosfos a problem coming up with the first shot. Rashi doesn't speak out, but there is such a problem with the first shot. And in fact, as we go through the Rashi, in the next Rashi, went with the second shot. So there is the Ikev shot, but it's a difficulty. It doesn't mean that there's the Rashi. There are two Alpha and the Sugya. The first Malach is explaining it. Bob Shilui did something different. Shiny is maybe on the fourth time, it now becomes no worse than every year ago. Or on the fourth time, it's now carrying it, and we should pay another shot. The next few places, based on the ugly sword. Right? Please come again.
We saw it.
Yeah, should I see it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw it.
Yes, it's
definitely saw it. When the angel bought it to me, definitely saw it.
But it's different, right? Yeah, the guy in the field said, here's my every day. Every day should be the different person I see. Right, very good. Very good. Stand up here. Now, this place is very easy because the first part of it is a quoted Rashi. What looks to you is a long taste with it. Ready, see, most of it. Zoom gives to that culture. And it could go in what was the gifts to the culture. It's all the change. The shock.
What?
What of that? He's got slightly different gifts to Argamar was that it could go in the yard. You go in the yard. And I should say the second line on the page, on the base, was, yeah, look, you go in the yard.
He's saying, he changed the gifts
there.
He said, this is.
Rashi's first shot. And the gifts came in the shining by yard. He did something different. And that's how he became a woman. That's Rashi's first shot, yeah? So it gives the conscience. My father's given the yayin, since it happened three times. All the avenue you okay. It becomes no worse than every okay. You go, you know, well, when the long tasters, the fourth line down the tasters. Okay, I'm just guessing that. Okay, the Mitzurius, you're okay. Just like Mitzurius in the normal manner. So all the Mitzurius, they're always more. The halach is chatzin ezek. It's just a row. You know more than chatzin ezek. Or nami. It's shoni. But yeah, in this case, also, which is the shinig, and erud miyayin, we have common mikmur and mitzvahs. In other words, the mikmur and mitzvahs, ein ador et tzuris. No, there's no muslim of becoming a mur for tzuris, it's a shinig.
Can you compare the two? One is sword, one is kevin.
Right?
So what do you compare?
So because since you did it more than three times, it became like your normal way of doing it. And we know a normal way of doing service is fascinating. So a normal way of you doing your unusual way should become fascinating. Normal case of show Tom did something unusual, and then it did it like a normal man, you pay Nezek Shoyim, because an animal that does something which is a mood which will also a normal pays no shining. But here, the Torah is all these special halacha that serious. Even if you do it in a normal manner, how much do you pay? That's anything. So why? Because you did it unusually for the first three times. Why, when you pay it on the fourth time, should you pay Nezek Shoyim? It can't be worse than the normal way of doing it. Why should it be worse?
It's not negative, it's kevin.
It's a regal mishun. It wasn't kavanos and anam. It was regal mishun. So what's regal mishun? Regal done differently, but now he's done it more than three times. It's not differently anymore for him. And what's the term in the galus? What's the difference? You do regal, normal regal. What do you do? That's it. So why should it be worse?
It's terrible.
Oh, this is what we spoke out. The halacha Moshe Sinai told us that regel, any act that was done without kavanah lahad. What's regel? Because tagdiri regel in the Bakush. And be defined for me what is regel.
Normal action.
A normal action.
No
problem. Eating goes a normal action. That's not regel.
Without the body,
that's regular. Regular is the normals, right? Hashem is doing the Kavanah right now. Karen is doing Kavanah. Regular is the powerful one. He's not doing it. He's not doing it Kavanah, and he's not doing it for Kavanah. That's regular. So now this person did, this animal did exactly that. Just did it in an unusual way. On that deal was said, service. On that deal was said that you pay Kati. On that case, it says if you do it, not with Kavanah, and not with knowledge, they go it, you pay it.
Regular. It's not regular.
It's Karen. There's no being observed by Karen. And the Avonim say, you're right, it's Karen. But it's regular. Regal Mishon has got a lot of some care, but Tzorius was still on Regal. Regal as in the act of Regal. What's the act of Regal? Not going to Master Hazik and not on Master Hazik. Shit on ground. Let's go back to what we're saying. So we're up to Umid Tony. It's the first word in the line was by him. Umid Tony, let me show you Mikufo. And since it says, you pay me go for it. Amen. It says, you're okay. How many me go for it? It's all Rashi said. And why do you pay me go for it? Why do you pay me go for
it?
We're now into it. So, robbers.
Now what?
Dipshit to robber. We can now resolve robber.
We can now resolve or we resolved it.
You should now resolve. You should resolve. Right? We are now able to resolve the Shana Brahma. Why? Because it says you pay me good for it. Why do you pay me good for it? Why do you pay me good for it? Why do I But it's now, if they did it more than three times, you pay, taste this one. Gosh, if you put it on the other, what's it going to do with the other? Didn't it? So it's your day, Mario. Mario, maybe the man says in the normal way, good day, Mario. I'm going to hate that. The Shawnee. But where, for the first few times, did it different. Oh my God, yeah, it didn't have an end, it became a good, it became more normal for it. But Mishan Megubi, it still made me go, boy, why? It's a Thomas from Koyme Medes. But it's a Thomas from Koyme Medes. Do you remember the storyline in this sugya? We said we have a price to go back to China. Do you pay me good for it or not? But serious. And the Gemara said, Malach 1, Malach 3, Malach 4. All these three Malachim are coming today. That Rambam's trying to do pay me good for all these three Malachim are saying, this price is telling us that you pay me good for it. All these three Malachim are saying that. Malach 2 is saying no, but Malach 1, 3, and 4. We're all saying that Rava's telling me that you pay me go for it. Big Day says, where do you see that? Where do you see it? The first time he damaged, this case, he did it differently, in an unusual way. Did it differently. How much does he pay? Is it me go for Malia? Why me go for it then? Because it's Karen. And the second time, how much does he pay? Say, why me go for this again? Third time, why? Because it's Karen. Fourth time, you want to say it's called Dina Verega. Say that. It's built on the fact the first three times it was a Karen. So maybe it's a thousand Karen. What's your eye? The chance to say that you paid me good for me because service paid me good for me is nothing to do with service. The reason why paid me good for me is because it was Karen three times. Right? It's a thousand Karen minutes. So this first man of Rashi is a problem in the sukkah. The fourth chart we were trying to say is to explain that this brisa could be talking about service and there would be a support to the tzad that Rava had, they would pay me good for it. So it's me good for it. See, Rava doesn't send me good for it. Why? Because it's not a God didn't break on service. He takes no eye whatsoever. Since the first three times was Karen, it was Shiddon. So they have to be Migufa for the first three times. So of course, on the fourth time, it would also be Migufa, because sometimes from going by again. That's where it takes the cash. The Malach number four can't be used to resolve Rava's shayla.
When you say the fourth time, you mean Nezek Shalit, you can't be
Nezek Shalim, half Migufa. When it says Migufa, it means half Migufa. Yeah, they're behind 100%. Yeah. That they said, you're right. And maybe Malach number four was never coming to say to resolve Rava's Shaila. You're correct. The Leosi is the Mishad by the Rav. It was not coming to resolve Rava's Shaila. All I wanted to say is Sheish Yashav Abraisa Binyan Achim. Another way to explain the Abraisa. You're telling me the Abraisa can we have tongues to it. And upon an arm to you, Yubah. The end is a recognition. That's not the way the Gemara works. The Gemara never does this. I didn't give you a whole bunch of different Mahalkim just for no reason. The Gemara had the Shaila, Robert Shaila. We thought we had the Rabbi. The Gemara then presented another Pshat. The Gemara they could either come back and say, no, I could go with the first Pshat. That's all the Gemara could do. But the Gemara can't say like this, you know, I've got a shot in the Gemara. Right, so right, you're on the shed. No, not, because the right is talking about Kavdara. No, it's not, but the right is talking about something else completely, like Kish. You got to do. Why do you want to tell me a third Ma'arav, which is no, don't add anything to the Sugya. Wait, you want to answer Rabbi Shalat Shaila? Bavakishna. You want to refute Rabbi Shaila and say, we're going to Raya and Bavakishna. But don't tell me, yes, and I've got another 65 ways of explaining the right, because we don't have time for it. We're focused on the sugya. Is that tzuris? Is tzuris migufa? Yes or not? That's the sugya. Is tzuris migufa? I've got a price the same tzuris migufa. I've got no. The price could be explained in some manner of thousand. Okay, right. So I don't have a right tzuris migufa. No, I can maybe explain the price. Is it talking about tzuris migufa? Very good. Okay, then you got support for all. That's why I'm so good to do. It says thesis, if we're going to say it's because of the times of period method, it's why Shimon did it three times. The reason why Bimi Gubba and Satan's going from period method, they don't help us in Hamasuga. Do you pay in the Gubba?
That's the rice we're trying to use.
We tried to use the rice. We already knocked that rice off. We said it's going to happen. So now what would you want to do? Say, no, it's not a tough and someone else. If you want to tell me, I don't know where I am from, I'm going to show you about certain Gubba. We've already done that. But we had the price, it seems to say Gufa. Seems to be a right to Robert Shaila. I always thought me Gufa. Go right from the right. We already knocked that and said, no, we're talking about the Shinui and Sad Thomas, and it's going like tough. And Tal Kamishasa, because it's Karen. Karen should do. So we don't have a price for him. Robert Shaila, sorry, now what do you want to do? What's the next stage of the Gemara? It is, I'm going to say, no, afterwards, it's not. Veloyu. So, till now, we've explained Veloyu means I'm going to come back. See, in the first way you're learning could be right.
Yeah.
But now, according to the thesis, that you got to arrive. Because what do you want to say? The first one could be right. Could be you pay me good for it. Because you see, I'm real safe. We're talking about there was a shinui happened three times, and the fourth time you're paying as a child, be good for it. And why is it be good for you? Because the Rabbi's din says, so is you paying me good for it. Says, it's not true. Maybe the reason it's be good for you is because the Tzad Tamas became my medes. Or he was caring for the first three times. So maybe paying me good for it for a different reason. It's not because of Sirius.
Because of caring. The third time.
Fourth chapter of the Gemara is saying there was a free Rashi. There was Shinui of Tzuris. Shinui of Tzuris that did it three times. And why do you pay Chatzin and Migufoi? Because they said Tzuris to pay Migufoi. Depends what's around him. Who said it? So it's going to say Chatzin Migufoi. So as you pay, maybe Chatzin Maliyah. But this one will be paying Migufoi. Why? But why for the first three times? What was that? It was a shame with Karen. So what's the cloud which we learned already at review there? That's from Karen Methods. So the reason why you pay on the fourth time Migufoi is not because by Tzuris you pay Migufoi. The reason why you pay on the fourth time Migufoi is because it was Karen. It was San Thomas from Karen Methods. So maybe got no riot to come back and try and support the first man up on the Gemara. So they say, well, maybe that was never the intention. Maybe it was never the intention to support the first Malach. Rather than say, you know, I've got a new Malach in this one. You want to say this Malach because if Rosh Hashanah, you want to say it's because of Tzuris and Gufa. No, it's not. So it's tough. You want to say it's a tough? No, it's not a tough. I've got a different Malach. Is going, they did a Shinra, they did it three times because of Tzad Thomas from Kremlin Medina. A new Malach. There's places, why do you want to do that? Why do you not want to do that? Isaac Mar wants to tell us a new Mahalach in the Sugya.
Why not?
Because the Sugya Sashas is always to stay focused. It's not staying focused. What was the focus of the Shaila? How did the Sugya start off? Sugyas, do you pay me good for Mahalia? So anything in this Sugya has to revolve around that.
So either
the Gemara will bring this Bryce as a support, or the Gemara will say, you know, this Bryce is not a support because we could explain the Bryce differently. But if, let's say, there's six or seven ways how to explain the Bryce differently, the Gemara won't bring all six or seven shots.
You don't really say
this. You remember what the Gemara said? The Gemara said, Veloyim. What does Veloyim mean?
Don't have to answer this way. I can tell you,
we
need to go back to version number one.
That's how we
learn.
Yeah.
But
come to this new
Malach,
but won't we?
What's the new
Malach? Sad Thomas and Imperial Medis. That the answer is the Shinui.
And case number four.
Yeah, case number four.
What will be available?
Right. So why is it blowing?
I suppose at the end of the day.
That is not staying focused.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
No.
The word doesn't do that. Well, let's say, the Gemara won't say, and then say another shot.
No, but it was version
Yeah, three was a stepping stone, not kicked out. Three was a complete stepping stone.
Okay, so the law answer.
I think Mar the NLP comment below was the headship of the lawyer. But you have to rely because of this, and that's not me. Okay, rely because of this. The Veloy is saying, you're telling me that we can't learn Tzoyos, now we learn, yeah? You're telling me you can't be saved from that Tzoyos because it can't be Megufa and Echolim. No, it can be Tzoyos, Megufa and Echolim. But Ibn, I'm telling me, no, it can be Karen. Sometimes we're going to remember this. It's not thing for this at all. So, want to tell me 65 Shalim on the rise of about the Shabbat, just not between 9:30 and 10:30 in the morning. And now we're staying focused on the street. That's the Shakut Ayim. Shabbat says, therefore, because of this chat, because of this discussion, I don't like the first Shabbat rush.
Marshall, it has to be the second
Shabbat. Hello, Baloyma. Now it's in the second Shabbat. Hello, Baloyma. Yes, the Ashur writes there. Going there, not giving the shiny by that. If you're going there, but the oil of not the emission by it, and you can't answer the shine of God. But I'm teaching Liddy, don't ask how can you have a blossom in the shine.
Don't
ask how can you have a blossom in the shine. But I'm teaching Liddy, dear brother, don't ask if a blossom is difficult. But I'm teaching Liddy, don't ask anything about a blossom. The lawyer Pali, the like Niggy, the Brookdale, the simple driver. If not, I'm not arguing about in the Machlag of the Temple of Abraham, but I did the shot. And they're not arguing about the case where I did the shot. Could I mean, like we said earlier, not like that. But I did the shot in the Gamina of Brutus of Tabarabon. And not like when he did something differently, like we said that they're arguing about the Machlag of the Tabarabon. Hello? Shavayu Gabon and the Sun. They all hold that story to create nothing in it. Oh, but with Tzoyos go back. We're talking about Tzoyos in the normal way. With the eye that we give him Lord.
Again, a little slower. Yeah.
And that's why you bring it from them. You're up on the soul. Holy night, you're up on all the soul. And you pay Chatzinetic for Tzoyos. You pay Chatzinetic for Tzoyos.
Okay,
we're on the soul. 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 Now there are bottom of super.
Okay.
That's how they go on that.
As opposed to the bottom of
yeah, I mean, every time you have a chance with a name, you have a blazer, from bottom of a blazer, you did a bottom of a good name. So, bottom of some was bottom of super means you're a bottom who argued with some.
The tribalism.
Both the blazer and the bottom, all the like a bottom of some. So, what's the shader? What's the machlokes? The half of a tzoyos geochayim. They're talking about he did a normal tzoyos. What shonim? Over the eye. What happened three times? And what's the din? The pay. But he never created food for a boy. That's the poshit by now. And now we're going to resolve the shayla roh. We now resolve the shayla roh. You pay a good for it. The yesh hadar it tzoyos. That there is hadar it tzoyos. The eye of the tzoyos geochayim. They're talking about a case of tzoyos in the normal man. Okay. All right. So that's where we have to stop on tzoyos for the time. The next part of tzoyos from here on is rise for this chart based on the next part of the tzoyos which we have learned. And then there's a come back with a question on this chart based on the part of tzoyos of the knowledge we have learned. So we have to wait until we get to the two dots and you said allow it to finish off this half of this. But this is gone with the second half of it of Rashi. What's the second half of Rashi? They did a regular choice and the shadow was with the hyper boy. Now how did you get the good boy? Why the baby good boy?
Yeah.
Why the baby good boy?
Because
What was the difficulty of this child from Rashi? Right? Says this is the very last line of Tesis. Or not very last, fourth last line.
Yeah.
Or Mars of Vision Conscious. Fourth last line of Tesis. Yeah. The fourth last line. Or Mars of Vision Conscious. You have it? Now our Rashi says that the shayla of is the ador in the shayla to be ignored by food. Lo yishayet lo yikmer is not possible to establish it with the ukhe when he went in the normal way. The kiva dava ukhe, since it is in the normal way, mari vayim shayla. Mari Bamubi is what's the difference between the first time or the fourth time? That people, the state that's not difficult. Even the Damye Yachmona the Kerr, since the Torah equated it to Karen regarding Katsumizek. The Torah equated it to Karen, so then the Chayat Goyalo, the Karen Chayat, that make it a bit of a So two, with Rengel, the Torah created it to Karen, therefore would have a din of Torah. The Torah created to Karen would have a din of fourth time Nezik.
Is it possible saying that Rashi said the Lo Shaya to establish it in the second room? I don't think Rashi understood that. But even these words, Lo Shaya, the Ukma, the Ukma.
The question is that it's not shy.
It's a question.
It must say that.
That was the question.
What's the name of the shy? This is the way.
What's the question? I just told you shy to make it into a that can be. What's the difference between the first time and the fourth time?
It's the first time, and it really should be in what the Torah said. Only four times should be the same. That's the question. If you would be asking this question, you'd ask it like that.
He said, you know what? Maybe perhaps I would have a bit of
people decided it's tremendous difficulty to address.
She can sing a shy.
Okay, that's
the answer. Now she'll have the kicker.
That's an important question. I've all the question. Mother, I have a question on this chance. Given to be God, okay, I feel like I got to the other side. My God, this is the first time. Not different. How can you tell me? That question you can answer if it's in. Torah says, what's in the Torah? The Torah is saying, no, it's got the same up as all. Rizav is more than Shayat and four times of the answer. But the section in the middle, remember, it may be for Benzamon or something, we have your own command. The section in the middle, we have to come back to, we will believe later, but we get to do that from the lecture right now. So which leaves us just now the last three days in the week to learn before tomorrow. Let's change it tomorrow, right? Okay with you? Yes. Good. If you haven't managed to do it by tomorrow morning, sit together and discuss it. Okay. Oh, Moshe Peretz, you are. I'm sorry. Sorry, Moshe Peretz.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is there anything we can do? We're going out shopping later, so.
Very sweet. You really are. Well, actually, I've got some kids at home.
Okay. I was very sorry to hear that news. They're right in the middle of Shevard Rockers as well.
Yeah,
good news. Come on.
Thank you so much.